We now want to note the passing of writer Gina Berio. Novelist Robert Stone called her stories among the wisest and most heartbreaking in American fiction. Born Arlene Chandling in 1926, she wrote steadily for decades. She received critical acclaim, but remained largely unknown. She worked as a waitress and a clerk, and finally as a teacher of creative writing at California State University in San Francisco. We spoke to Gina Berio in 1997, when she was finally getting recognition. She had just won the National Book Critics Circle and Penn Faulkner Awards for her collection of short stories, Women in Their Beds.
It's a strange situation for me because I've spent most of my life alone at my table, many hours of the day and into the night. And it's something that I have got used to for the time being, let me say. But I tell you, in a way, it's done me good because when I go to readings now, when I read, and I never did before, I meet people who have copies of my books that they've been keeping for years. Mm-hmm. And then I realize that I'm writing for them, too. It's writing becomes more of a responsibility to others for whom my work means something because I've always struggled against a belittling of what I'm doing, even a belittling of being a writer, because there's something about being a writer that even though you're venturing out into the world with your imagination, you're not, how shall I say it, you haven't become a computer expert, you haven't become a scientist. I think that there's a tendency for a writer to feel a little bit odd, like he's doing something that perhaps he or she shouldn't be doing. And that might be why writers are all over the world are persecuted, prosecuted, assassinated, perhaps because you're venturing too far into the human psyche, into what it means to be human.
Hearing you say that, I'm immediately reminded of one of the stories in this collection, which is Who Is It Can Tell Me Who I Am?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The librarian.
The librarian. Right. As I was reading it, I felt like I wanted to ask you, do we turn to the writers to tell us who we are?
Yeah, we do. That's right. And that's why they're frequently persecuted and assassinated. But anyway, yeah, these two characters were me, so to speak, both a librarian with a rather superior attitude toward the homeless young man who wants to know what poetry is. If he can find himself, he feels, further than he's ever known himself by reading great poetry. And he tries to figure it out, a particular poem that he's come upon. He seeks the assistance of the librarian to learn what this poem is telling him.
I'd love to know the inspiration for it.
My God, you can't really find one definite particular source for the inspiration of any story. They come from all kinds of experiences of your own and what you've read. I was thinking of one story called The Island of Wen, and I think the inspiration came to me a long time ago when I was reading Neruda. There was a couple of lines in a poem, and they went like this. There is no space wider than that of grief. There is no universe like that which bleeds. And those are lines to really think about. And out of that, partly from that, and partly from my own visit to this Tycho Brahe's island of Wen, he was an astronomer in the 16th century. But the woman who goes with her scientist husband to this island is grieving over the loss of a child. And I understood then what the lines meant. There is no space wider than that of grief, because her husband, being a physicist, can measure space, can measure attempt to measure time. Mm. Yet there is no way, with all their instruments, I think I say this in the story, and with the finest instrument of all, which is the human mind, there's no way to measure that emotion.
Huh. Do you like the short story form, writing in the short story form, because in many ways it is like poetry?
Yeah, that's true. In the short story, and I'm quoting from Frank O'Connor, the great Irish short story writer, he says that in the short story, at its most characteristic, there's something we don't find in the novel. And that's an intense awareness of human loneliness. And I add to that an intense awareness of longing and striving that no one knows about in a particular character until the reader finds himself knowing about and caring about that person chosen by the writer to bring to his or her attention. A short story is one episode, usually a brief episode in a life. And if the reader is intuitive enough and he picks up on subtleties or on what's intimated or suggested, then a whole life opens up. And it's the same way with poetry. You read a few lines and they can open up the poet's comprehension or attempt to comprehend just what life is about. Mm. It is like poetry. Yeah. A short story is like poetry in my mind.
Gina Berio spoke to us in 1997 when her short story collection, Women in Their Beds, received the National Book Critics Circle and the Penn Faulkner Awards. She died July 15th of an undisclosed illness in Sausalito, California. She was 73. This is NPR's Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen.